From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Alhamdulillah, in this silsila we talk about subhanallah, pious predecessors and the luminaries in the history of Islam. Alhamdulillah, our pious predecessors, the Sahaba, Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and the Awliya Allah, and the Ulama of Islam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to talk about a great personality in Islam, a great Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers, before we go towards the biography of this great Sahabi Rasul, inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's first recite Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the great companion of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the role model for judiciary, Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He has stated that inna ad-du'a mawqufun bayna as-samaa'i wal-ard la yas'adu minhu shay'un hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily, dua remains suspended between the earth and the sky, and nothing of it goes upwards, meaning the dua is not acknowledged until you recite salat upon your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah azza wa jal recite wholeheartedly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. الحمد لله سيدنا عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه is that great Sahabi Rasul, that through him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the deen of Islam strength, and he was a great pillar of support for the spread and the rise of Islam. And this great Sahabi Rasul, he was the second Khalifa after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه. His caliphate lasted approximately 10 years, subhanallah. And during his caliphate, many victories took place. This beautiful parable of him, alhamdulillah, bringing Islam, embracing Islam, was that before he could become Muslim, there were 39 people who already had embraced the deen of Islam. A few days just before Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was martyred in the expedition of Uhud. He had embraced Islam. And after that, one day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had not yet embraced Islam. Point to remember. He had not yet embraced Islam and he was still adamant on the kufr. And one day, the elders of Quraysh, they had a meeting and they were contemplating and deciding as to who would be that individual who would go and harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma'adallah, and those who have brought iman upon the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there was this young man and he stood up and he said, I will be the one to do it. And they had put a bounty, there was a prize. And he drew his sword and he was on his way. He met somebody who told him that you are going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but go and check your own household, your own sister and your own brother-in-law. They are reading the kalima of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he went there to his sister's house in this anger and rage, and as he approached the house, he heard the recitation of the Holy Quran coming from inside. And he barged in and he had beaten his brother-in-law and he also had beaten his sister, and she started bleeding. And then after that, when he saw the blood, he felt bad. He regretted what he did. And then he asked his sister that, won't you leave this deen? She said, even if you beat us to death, we would still not leave the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, looking at her determination, subhanallah, he said, okay, what is it that you were reciting before? So the Quran was kept there, he was going to touch it. She said, no, only the pure, those who have purified themselves, they can touch it. So he goes and attains purification. And then after that, he starts reading the Quran. As he is reading the Holy Quran, tears are flowing from his eyes. And subhanallah, in an instant, his heart is changed. And then he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in Dar Arqam. There, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives permission for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to enter. He comes and embraces Islam. When he embraces Islam, Allahu Akbar was chanted loudly. Subhanallah, this is the Iman and the Islam of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, the da'wah of Islam was still done secretly. Islam was not propagated openly up until that time. And then one day he is walking behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to keep it a secret, because it wasn't safe to reveal the faith up until that time. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I used to worship the idols, when I was on kufr, I used to do it openly. And when I am on the right path now, I have embraced Islam, I'm going to, alhamdulillah, announce it openly, my faith. I'm not going to hide from anyone. And then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we not upon the truth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, we are upon the truth. So he said, why do we hide and worship? Subhanallah, the sahaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his leadership, they went to the Holy Kaaba, Masjid al-Haram, and subhanallah, Islam was practiced openly after Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, and Salah was read openly in Masjid al-Haram. So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have learnt the courage and about the devotion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how devoted he was to the cause of Islam, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how loyal he was. And regarding his, subhanallah, the account of him embracing Islam, the shair very beautifully says, Apni behen se bole Umar, ye to bata kya karti thi. Apni behen se bole Umar, ye to bata kya karti thi. Mere aane se pehle, kya chupke padhti thi. Apni behen se bole Umar, ye to bata kya karti thi. Mere aane se pehle, kya chupke padhti thi. Behen ne jab Quran padha, sun ke kalame paake khuda, dil ye Umar ka bol utha, la ilaha illallah, hasbi rabbi jallallah, ma fi qalbi ghayrullah, noor muhammad sallallah, la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that great sahabi rasul who was always ready at the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I have two ministers in the heavens and I have two ministers on the earth. My two ministers in the heavens are, subhanallah, Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salam and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And my two ministers on the earth, they are Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. During the battle of Tabuk, when the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had made contribution towards this expedition. It was trying times and resources were very scarce. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what have you brought? He said, I have brought half of everything that I had. and the other half I have left it for my family. Subhanallah. So half of everything that he had, he brought it at the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the cause of Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was very harsh against the disbelievers, but subhanallah, towards the believers, he was so soft and tender. It is mentioned about him that during his caliphate, he would say that even if a goat dies at the bank of a river, I'm afraid I will be questioned about it. Why? How did it happen under your nose, under your rule? And I will be held accountable for it. Subhanallah. And keeping that in mind, he once saw that he used to patrol the street at night. Being Amir al-Mu'mineen, subhanallah, he patrolled the street. And one night he saw that there was a camp on the roadside, and there was this man there. So he asked him, "Who are you and what has brought you here?" He said, "We are very poor people. My wife is in labor and we don't have anything with us. We are suffering." And he said, "Okay." He said, "What is it that you want?" He said, "Tomorrow when the offices are open, I would like to go and see the Khalifa," not realizing that he is speaking to the Khalifa, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who told him that, "Okay, do you need something?" So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala went to his house and he told his wife that, "Subhanallah, we have been granted a very good opportunity to do some good deeds. Would you help me in that? Let's go." And she said, "Labbaik, subhanallah, let's go." And then they took the food items, etc. And then they went there. Both husband and wife, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his wife. And when they went there, the wife went, and this man's wife was in labor at that time. So she went inside to help the lady with the labor. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lit a fire outside and he started cooking food. And when the food was done and cooked, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's wife, she called from inside the tent, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, give your friend the glad tiding of a son. A son has been born, subhanallah." And when the man hears the word Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is frightened. He doesn't know what to say. And up until now, he never realized that he is actually Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is serving him. He couldn't believe his ears. Allahu Akbar. And then he was afraid. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, "Don't be afraid, it's fine." And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala then gave food to his wife to take it inside for the mother to eat as well. And then he told the man that, "No, don't worry, come on, eat. You must be hungry." So he partook in the meal with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was skeptical to eat, but Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala made him comfortable, and he ate to his full. And thereafter, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "If you need anything, let me know. Tomorrow, inshallah azza wa jal, you come to me and I will give you more allowance, inshallah azza wa jal, so you can live a comfortable life." So this was, subhanallah, the care of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his kingdom, how he would look after his people. And this is the leadership quality that the leaders in our day and age we lack. Yes, for position, everyone is thirsty for the position, but nobody is prepared to fulfill the obligation of that position. And when the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they took upon that position of Khilafah, they were appointed, they were elected unanimously, and subhanallah, they did justice to it, and they established justice in Islam, especially Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. During his caliphate, there was prosperity, so much prosperity that people, you know, would take out their zakat and would look for zakat recipients. Muslims were, alhamdulillah, so well off in his time that people would have to look and hunt for a zakat recipient so they could give their zakat. Subhanallah. There was so much of prosperity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow into the footsteps of this great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you must follow my sunnah and the sunnah of my Sahaba, my Khulafa Rashideen, subhanallah. So yes, On page number 74 of the book Karamat al-Sahaba, the 346-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing wing of Dawat Islami, where Shaykh al-Hadith Allama Mawlana Abdul Mustafa Azumi rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards the land of Nahawand for the expedition, designating him as the commander-in-chief. When Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu was at war against the disbelievers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu suddenly ordered, whilst delivering a sermon, standing at the blessed pulpit of Masjid Nabawi Sharif, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, O Sariya, turn your back towards the mountain. The people present in the masjid were amazed. For Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent for expedition hundreds of miles away to the land of Nahawand. Then what made Amir al-Mu'mineen call him out today? The confusion dispelled when a war participant envoy of Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and reported that while confronting the disbelievers on the battlefield, when the signs of defeat were obvious to us, we heard a voice. O Sariya, turn your back towards the mountain. Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh, this is the voice of Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately ordered the army to be rearranged by turning their back towards the mountain. Thereafter, the Muslims attacked the disbelievers fiercely, and as a result, it turned the tide of battle at once. And after a while, the Islamic army defeated the army of the wicked disbelievers so badly that the disbelievers, in the face of dominating strikes of the Islamic army, had no option but to flee the battlefield. The Islamic army hoisted the victory flag at the end. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, by virtue of this miraculous wonder of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we derive several Madani pearls of knowledge and wisdom from this. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu observed the battlefield of Nahawand and watched its situation, though he was hundreds of miles away in Madina Munawwara, and then advised the strategic solution of the battlefield and the difficulties to the commander-in-chief of the Islamic force. By this, we come to know that one should never consider the power of hearing and seeing of Allah's beloveds similar to that of the ordinary people. Rather, it should be believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed tremendous power of seeing and listening to His beloved bondmen. And the power of their eyes, ears and other organs is so matchless and incomparable that they performed such miraculous wonders that are called nothing but karama and miracle itself. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala whose voice reached hundreds of miles away at the place of Nahawand, and everyone in the army heard it. The virtue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a memorable victory was bestowed upon the Muslims by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that battle. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Dear viewers, let's get to know more about this great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His patronymic name is Abu Hafs and his title is Al-Faruq Al-Azam. According to a narration, in the sixth year of the proclamation of prophethood, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the 40th person to have embraced Islam. In fact, he embraced Islam by virtue of the supplication made by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By him accepting Islam, the Muslims became very pleased and they got such a great support that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered salah publicly in congregation with the Muslims inside the sacred haram. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained engaged in Islamic expeditions against the wicked disbelievers, being a majestic warrior. He contributed in all Islamic campaigns and in all strategic decisions of war and peace headed by the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a faithful minister and comrade. The first Khalifa Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, nominated Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Khalif after him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu executed all the responsibility of caliphate marvelously and proved to be the worthy successor of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The wicked disbelievers by the name of Abu Lulu Firoz, who was a fire worshipper, he attacked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with a dagger during Salatul Fajr. He succumbed to the fatal injury and embraced martyrdom on the third day of the attack. At the time of martyrdom, his blessed age was 63, same as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his dua was answered in such a beautiful way. And he used to make this dua, Wallah, grant me martyrdom in your path. And truly he was granted martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of Salah. He also made dua to be given death in the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that dua was also accepted, subhanallah, because he is buried in, subhanallah, in the same tomb in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu rests. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu led his funeral salah on Sunday, the 1st of Muharram al-Haram, 24th Hijri. This companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was buried beside Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had been resting beside the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have a wonderful kalam. Let's go inshallah azza wa jalla and listen to the kalam. Thereafter, we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Main naukar hoon sahaba da, main naukar panj tan da, main naukar ahle bait da, main naukar hoon sahaba da.
Khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada Farooq Azam ka, Khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada Farooq Azam ka, Khuda unka Muhammad Mustafa Farooq Azam ka,
Khuda unka Muhammad Mustafa Farooq Azam ka. Karam Allah ka har dam, Nabi ki mujhe pe rehmat hai. Karam Allah ka har dam, Nabi ki mujhe pe rehmat hai. Nabi ki mujh pe rehmat hai, mujhe hai do jahan mein aasra Farooq Azam ka, mujhe hai do jahan mein aasra Farooq Azam ka, mujhe hai do jahan mein aasra Farooq Azam ka.
Mere Siddiq Akbar ka, mere Farooq Azam ka, mere ke fazl se Beda Farooq Azam ka, Khuda unka Muhammad Mustafa Farooq Azam ka,
Khuda unka Muhammad Mustafa Farooq Azam ka. Bas Siddiq Akbar Mustafa ke sab sahaba mein, Bas Siddiq Akbar Mustafa ke sab sahaba mein, Bas Siddiq Akbar Mustafa ke sab sahaba mein, Hai beshak sab se uncha martaba Farooq Azam ka, Hai beshak sab se uncha martaba Farooq Azam ka, Hai beshak sab se uncha martaba Farooq Azam ka.
Khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada Farooq Azam ka, Khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada Farooq Azam ka,
Khuda
ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
صحابہ اور اہل بیت کی دل میں محبت ہے صحابہ اور اہل بیت کی دل میں محبت ہے صحابہ اور اہل بیت کی دل میں محبت ہے
بفیضان رضا میں ہوں بفیضان رضا میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا بفیضان رضا میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا
خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
مجھے حج و زیارت کی سعادت اب عنایت ہو مجھے حج و زیارت کی سعادت اب عنایت ہو مجھے حج و زیارت کی سعادت اب عنایت ہو
وسیلہ پیش کرتا ہوں
میرے صدیق اکبر کا میرے فاروق اعظم کا میرے عثمان غنی کا میرے مولا علی کا
وسیلہ پیش کرتا ہوں خدا فاروق اعظم کا وسیلہ پیش کرتا ہوں خدا فاروق اعظم کا
خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
شہادت خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں شہادت خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں عطا کر دو مدینے میں
کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا
میرے صدیق اکبر کا بدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں بدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز الحمدللہ وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس میلوڈیس کلام اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار کالنگ آؤٹ ٹو دی بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مے اللہ عز و جل ایکسیپٹ آور پلی آمین بجاہ النبی الامین دی ویورز وی ور ڈسکسنگ دی سیکنڈ خلیفہ آف اسلام سیدنا عمر ابن الخطاب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اٹ از اسٹیبلشڈ دیٹ سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اینڈ سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ بوتھ ور بیسٹاؤڈ ود اسپیشل اینڈ ڈسٹنکٹیو نیئرنیس ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دی ورلڈلی لائف ایز ویل ایز آفٹر دا ڈیمائز دے فو مولانا شاہ امام حضرت خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ ہیز اسٹیٹڈ محبوب رب عرش ہے اس سبز قبے میں پہلو میں جلوہ گاہ عتیق و عمر کی ہے ہی سیز دیٹ محبوب رب عرش ہے اس سبز قبے میں انڈر نیت دا گرین ایمرلڈ ڈوم گنبد خضرا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دا بیلوڈ آف اللہ از ریسٹنگ پہلو میں جلوہ گاہ عتیق و عمر کی ہے اینڈ آن ہز سائڈ از سبحان اللہ دا لیومینس پلیسز آف سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہوز ٹائٹل از عتیق and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. After Sayyidina Abubakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu is the most eminent of all the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a paragon of excellence and miraculous wonders. In addition to other special attributes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him more distinguished than others by conferring upon him several wonders. Since the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's era to the present times, there has been no disagreement among the true believers regarding the validity of the miraculous wonders. And subhanAllah, we just mentioned the beautiful miracle of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is proven, all have been of the unanimous opinion that the wonders performed by the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the blessed awliya of Allah are truthful. The manifestation of wonders by awliya has taken place in all ages, and the same will continue till the day of resurrection, inshallah azza wa jal. The Islamic scholars, rahimahumullah ta'ala, are unanimous on this point. The honorable companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the most eminent and distinguished awliya of Allah azza wa jal. As for other awliya ikram, rahimahumullah, no matter how high rank of a wilayat that they may acquire, but they can never ever reach the level of wilayat that a blessed companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses. Allah azza wa jal has bestowed such an elevated status to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and has bestowed such magnificent marvels and excellence upon these blessed luminaries that cannot even be imagined for other blessed saints. No doubt that the wonders performed by the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum have not been reported in a great number as compared to that of the awliya kiram. One must realize that the abundance of wonders is not the sign of evidence of the superiority of the sainthood, because sainthood in fact is the name of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person possesses the divine nearness and proximity, the higher will be his rank of sainthood. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum were bestowed with exclusive attributes by virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's company. This is why the nearness and the proximity possessed by these holy personalities in the court of Allah azza wa jal cannot be availed by other awliya kiram. Although the events of wonders related to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are less in number, yet their rank of sainthood is higher than that of all the other awliya ikram. Dear viewers, it is mentioned in Sawanih Karbala, a publication by Maktabatul Madina, where Sadrul Afazil, the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Ali Rahma, has mentioned a famous incident which is presented in brief here. We will inshallah narrate this beautiful parable which shows the authority of the awliya Allah, especially those awliya who were the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Documented in the history of Islam that when Egypt was conquered, one day the people of Egypt requested Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, "O our chief, there is a custom regarding our river Nile that it does not flow until we perform that custom." He asked, "What custom is it?" They replied that, "We take a virgin girl from her parents, we adorn her with an elegant dress and beautiful jewelry, and then we throw her in the river Nile." Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "It can't be possible. Where Islamic teachings prevail, customs like this, they hold no significance. It's impossible for this custom to be carried out anymore. It's against the Islamic teachings, and Islam abolishes such evil customs and practices." Thus, that practice was abandoned. But what happened over time, that the flow of the river Nile became slower and slower, and ultimately the people intended to migrate from that place, because river Nile is the lifeline of that area in Egypt, in Africa. Noticing this, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote down the entire situation to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu received the letter, and this was of a deep concern, in response to that letter, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote that, "You did the right thing. He wrote to Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu that you did the right thing. Surely Islam eradicates these types of practices. There is a piece of paper enclosed within this letter that I'm writing to you. Put it into the River Nile. When the letter reached Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took out that piece of paper written for the River Nile. And what were the content of this letter? It contained this writing. This letter is addressed to River Nile. O River Nile, do not flow if you flow on your own accord. Do not flow if you flow on your own accord. And if Allah makes you flow, I supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal to make you flow. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu put that piece of paper into River Nile. Within a night, the water level rose by 16 yards. And that custom was completely abolished in Egypt. Subhanallah. So yes, for those wherever the River Nile flows, subhanallah, it has the barakah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It has the miracle of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The shair says, Chahe to isharon se apne, kaya hi palat de dunya ki, ye shan hai khidmat garon ki, sardar ka alam kya hoga, jab unke gada bhar dete hain, shahane zamana ki jholi, muhtaj ka jab ye alam hai, mukhtar ka alam kya hoga. One comes to know from this event that the authority of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was dominating even the rivers, and the rivers did not disobey his commands. This was by the virtue of the purity of iman and faith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, acquired from the most virtuous company of the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people of Egypt got rid of that evil custom at the same time. Like the bad customs, the evil custom that was prevalent in Egypt to keep the River Nile flowing, several obnoxious and prohibited customs have strong roots that have gone deep into the moral ethos of our Muslim societies nowadays. And these un-Islamic practices are plunging the Muslims into deep abyss of destruction, diverting the Muslims away from the path of Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a major cause of concern, and we need to look into it. From pages 12 to 16 of an excellent book, Islami Zindagi, the publication of Maktabatul Madina, it spans across 170 pages. In the summary of the comments of a renowned commentator, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala, regarding evil customs and the miserable condition of the Muslims, he says that there cannot be a single sensible soul today that is not grieved due to the present miserable condition of the Muslims these times and their prevalent backwardness. And there is not a single eye that does not, you know, shed tears upon seeing their poverty, distress and unemployment. The rain was lost by them. They became deprived of wealth. Their honor and dignity came to an end. They are suffering from all types of maladies. Observing these conditions, anxiety reaches at its peak. But dear friends, only crying will not help. Rather, it is necessary to ponder over the remedy. What is the remedy for this? You must think of a few things for the sake of, you know, inshallah azza wa jal, curing this epidemic that we have. What is the actual disease? What is the root cause? The cause behind it? What is its remedy? And what is the prevention for it? If you ponder over these points, you would understand that the cure is easy. Several leaders and rulers of our country and this nation take up the task of reforming the Muslim nation. But what they did in vain. The irony is that whenever any virtuous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suggested the correct solution, he was treated in ridiculous and insulting way. In short, the nation did not pay heed to sincere reformers due to merely one reason, that Muslims lost their kingdom, honor, wealth and dignity because we have abandoned to follow the path of the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our lifestyle got very much deviated from the Islamic lifestyle, the Islamic values. The cause of this downfall is that now we neither have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, nor we care for our shameful condition with which we'll be presented in the court of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are totally heedless of the afterlife. Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the great reformer of the Ummah, has described the same situation in his couplet, Din lahwo mein khona tujhe, shab subh tak sona tujhe, sharme nabi khaufe khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Yes. What do? Our lifestyle is such that whole day we are busy in playing entertainment, and at night we sleep till daybreak. Sharme nabi khaufe khuda. Neither do we have shame to face the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor do we have the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Neither this nor that. Allah, Allah. Our masajid are deserted, cinemas and theaters are crowded by the Muslims. All types of evils are prevailing in the Muslim society. Prohibited rituals and practices have deep roots in our Muslim societies. These are the things that we need to work on, inshallah azza wa jal. Give yours for now. We have, mashallah, a wonderful Madani Pearl and Nasiha to go and learn and listen to. So inshallah azza wa jal, go and listen to the Nasiha, and thereafter we shall be back and continue towards the conclusion of our today's episode and program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Noble Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated that no Muslim visits a sick fellow Muslim in the morning except that 70,000 angels send dua of forgiveness for this person up until the evening. And if he was to visit him in the evening, then 70,000 angels pray upon him up until the morning. 70,000 angels doing dua for that person. All he did was what? Visit another Muslim? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, that's what is important. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether that person be ill. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that when a person visits he who is ill, or whosoever visits a sick person, a caller, an angel shall call out, Tibta wa taba mamsha. May you be purified. May your steps be blessed. And may you receive a home in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Adiv Yuzam and Rinchal, visiting the sick, this builds love amongst people. Truly it does. It builds communities. It builds respect and reverence. Mutual honor. It softens a person's heart. Of course, the bonds within a community are strengthened. And ultimately, it brings about immense reward. If someone is unwell, go and visit them. Call them at least, message them. Ultimately, do dua for them too. Especially behind their backs, do dua for them. If you do so, inshallah, the angels, 70,000, inshallah, will pray for you. 70,000, all you have to do is go and visit another Muslim. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those who regularly do this. Allahumma ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi. وعلى آله وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers. Subhanallah. You are listening to this amazing nasiha. MashaAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to make amal on it. The actual disease of the society is non-compliance to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now this disease has brought many other diseases among the large number of Muslims. There are three major diseases The first one is the fabrication of new beliefs and the blind inclination of the Muslims towards such belief. The second is the mutual conflicts, enmities and persecutions among Muslims. Thirdly, un-Islamic and useless customs invented by the ignorant people. These three diseases have destroyed the Muslims, deprived them of their homes, made them debtors, and in short, plunged us into the deep pit of misery. The cure for the disease is to refrain from the company of those who have corrupt beliefs, adopt the company of the Sunni scholars, by virtue of which our devotion towards the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam may increase and the spirit for compliance to Sharia and Islamic law may develop. The cure for the second disease is usually there are two causes of all discords. First is the wrath and arrogance, and the second is heedlessness from the Islamic laws. Every person desires to remain superior to all and expects from all to respect his rights, but he himself does not care for the rights of others. So inshallah, we need to fulfill the rights of others. And in this way, we can work on these issues slowly but surely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and make us perfect believers in Muslims. To the sadaqah and the sake of the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, we have learned, subhanAllah, so many beautiful madani pearls from the life and the biography of this great Sahabi Rasul. His sacrifices for the deen of Islam, the sense of justice that he had established, and how he would care for other Muslims, subhanAllah, his devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the cause of Islam. He was ever ready. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the similar enthusiasm to work towards the upliftment of our beautiful deen of Islam, adhere to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make our society, subhanAllah, a place where we all prosper following the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Inshallah azza wa jal. Until next time, do keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
From noble hearts the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.